One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Second Shot. How's it going? I'm doing pretty well, thanks. Hi, Devin.
Hi. I'm over here. I'm alive. I'm a little drunk. It's a holiday. It's Memorial Day.
I've been
drinking all dang day.
That's right.
Long.
This episode's going to come out a month after the holiday, but it's definitely a holiday.
Yeah, it's definitely a holiday now, and definitely my liver and brain are feeling them.
I still have Cool Ranch Doritos in my mouth, and you're probably going to hear me pick them out of my teeth.
Very sensitive microphones that can hear all that.
Yeah, they're going to love this. How are you, Devin? How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. You know, I had a Memorial Day today.
What? Did you remember things?
Not any more than usual, so zero things. I have a terrible memory.
I've taken to calling Memorial Day just Memory Day.
Memory Day. I can't remember why we were supposed to celebrate it. No, no idea. Sorry.
Dead people, probably.
Sorry, trigger warning. No pun intended.
CW, dead veterans.
Oh, God. We're on a list now somewhere.
Yeah, the same list as people who buy the Anarchist Cookbook from Half Price Books. Did you do anything fun today? Did you cook out or anything?
Woke up with Claire, went to my mom's house. Girlfriend Claire, she was on the girls episode.
The girl.
Remember, we talked about girls
girl.
And stuff. We went over to my mom's, and she had to go to work. So, like, we just, like, hung out a little bit and ate. And I stayed after she went to work, obviously. But I ate so many ribs, so much corn, so many baked beans, so much orzo pasta salad. So much fruit salad, so much watermelon, a lot of beer that after she left, like probably a half hour to an hour later, I fell asleep in my old room, which got turned into a computer room.
We're turning
your
old
bedroom back into the computer room.
you saying those
Frank Stallone
words of what you ate today made me sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't eat any of that. I had pizza.
Oh, God.
I'm just very hungry and drunk.
Yeah, you need some barbecue pork, man.
Oh, my God. I need so much barbecue. I had the gorilla the other day again, and that was very nice. Okay. I was watching The Keepers and eating gorilla barbecue.
Oh, yeah, you keep telling me about that.
It's so good. Please go to the gorilla. And if you're listening, a guy who also did commercials for Mr. Hero, who also is the lead chef of the gorilla. Hey, give me some free gorilla.
Wait, I was co-signing The Keepers. I'm not co-signing the gorilla.
No.
I tried.
Eat the gorilla.
Maybe it was
because don't eat gorilla.
Maybe it was because I ordered Uber Eats gorilla. Maybe it's different when you go there. But, like, I got, like, the barbecue beef brisket, and it was, like, super tough and dry. And like,
yeah, but brisket's, like, hard to do. Brisket's not, like...
Yeah, but if you're the restaurant that's selling it, you should know how to do it.
You're right. If you have the option between pork and brisket, you're going to have to probably do both right. But, I mean, pork is... Their pork is fucking incredible.
And I got their sides. The sides were pretty fucking delicious. Like, the potato salad I got were actually pretty good. I did get the baked beans.
Those were real good.
Yeah.
And their cornbread is really good. If you get it to go, it's just basically just cornbread, and they just pour a bunch of syrup on it, and it just piles on the bottom. It's weird. But it's good. Go to the gorilla. It's really good.
New sponsors, the gorilla.
Second Shot,
That could be an episode, a little mini episode. I could give them a second shot and get some good shit.
We'll go with it. I'm drunk. It's fine.
What did you do today? I know you...
Today? Yeah. I'm not going to get into the full thing of today, but I worked. Okay. I mostly worked, and then I was supposed to have a little cookout kind of thing, have some people over, but... I didn't know how to assemble my grill.
It's very important to grilling.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? We'll just order pizza. That's fine.
It's like a grill from IKEA where they just like throw all the shit at you and you don't know what to do.
Probably. I feel like it's more, it's a regular grill that my brother tried to assemble and then lost the instructions to. Mm. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
The pizza was good. I got it from Giannino's. That was pretty good. If you're in West Park or apparently 50 other places in Ohio, go to Giannino's. They got good JoJo's and chicken.
Ooh, I do like JoJo's.
Yeah, dude.
Some ranch or ketchup or both.
I'm a plain man.
Plain? You just eat them like just if they're
spiced right? If they're spiced right, you know, they should be spicy.
I could see that, yeah. If you get like the nice coating and breading and
yeah,
seasoning.
Yeah, get a little Cajun seasoning and some good salt on it. Yeah. Yeah. Why shouldn't you eat a plain? You know? Yeah, I mean, other than that, we've been drinking on my porch listening to Rob Zombie.
Linkin Park, and random punk bands.
It's a good 2005 Memorial Day.
And if you didn't catch it, there was a little bit of Migos in there.
Was there Migos?
A little raindrop drop top.
Ooh, I didn't hear that.
Coming out cooking the hot box, fucking in a bitch. Yeah, that.
Aren't they coming here?
I don't know.
I thought they were coming here. I feel like...
I wanted to spend money on Chance the Rapper, and I didn't, so I'm not going to spend money on Migos, probably.
I get that.
Yeah.
There's nothing I want to... see that I haven't already bought tickets for that I can remember off the top of my head.
Just like all time, like you've bought every tickets from now until the end of time.
Yeah, I bought Thursday tickets and I bought Steve Martin Martin Short tickets.
Ooh.
And that's all the tickets that matter.
Are they gonna do some Three Amigos?
Two Amigos. One because I don't want to work with Chevy Chase.
No one wants to work with Chevy.
I'm very excited about that, even though I found out that I spent $70 a ticket on general admission tickets, and then, like, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, Ticketmaster was having a sale on tickets that everything without surcharges was $20, and I looked on there, and the Steve Martin tickets, the GA Steve Martin tickets were $20. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? They're $50 less a ticket.
Oh, fuck. That's awful.
And you couldn't get refunds on tickets.
Yeah, no.
Like,
they wouldn't.
You fucking dickholes.
They already
like,
sell them at a discount. So I'm not going to give you a refund on that shit.
I was so mad.
That's awful.
I'm still seeing Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah,
so
they're legends.
Like, I can't be that
the legends. Yeah, it's already done. It's in the past.
Well, speaking of legends of tomorrow and Gahool... And Guardians.
Much.
He's been sitting here listening to us for the last 10 minutes.
Quietly. Just observing.
Yeah, just being like, what the fuck did I do? It's 11 o'clock at night on Memorial Day. We have Joseph Dunn.
Yeah.
Actor. In master class actor.
No relation.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Yeah, no
Dunn
relation.
Without the E cut from the team. We have to say that.
My lipstick. Your collar. Don't bother, Angel. I know exactly.
George and I
you
will
are.
Always have Taking Back Sunday for the rest of our lives
taking
to reference.
And Dunday. I was always more of a brand new man myself.
Taking Back Dunday.
Ooh. Whoa. What is going on?
You've got this new Fast and the Furious movie. I've got. I don't know. That's all I got.
Your Van, my rock. Don't bother, Angel. I know exactly where you stand. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up? Hey, guys.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
I love how you like really hyped up my intro, but it actually was like all these meaningless words that probably people would be like, what the fuck?
He spent a lot of money to act.
I spent a lot of money to get an acting degree, so see you guys somewhere.
He pretends to... He spent a lot of money doing exactly what I do, pretending to be someone else.
Exactly.
Basically, so. George buying those Steve Martin tickets is a microcosm of your
of
life.
Of what I did for my education. Yeah, exactly.
At least you live in New York now.
That's true. I guess that's cool. I mean, yeah, exactly. guess for whatever that's worth.
You're just another face in the crowd.
Yep, just another nobody just trying to make it on the main streets of New York.
Well, Jersey City, to be fair.
Right, yes, okay, yeah, let's all, yeah, okay,
same Jersey Jeff, City. We had this conversation.
Yeah, but everyone, it's, you know, it's the same area. It's not like I can see the, you know, Freedom Tower from my house or whatever.
Ew.
Kind of. Well, actually, I have to walk a couple streets.
There's only one of them? There's two freedoms here. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know where that joke was going. Just keep moving.
It wasn't going anywhere. No. Well, how are you, Joe? We're going to be talking about anime in a little bit, but mm-hmm. like we'll just talk to you without the Japanese preconceptions
of like what I. Everyone's already like, oh, I know this guy now.
Let's see. Basically, this episode is going to be what happens when George doesn't know how to walk, but tries to walk a podcast along.
I don't quite understand.
I don't really quite understand the metaphor. You look like you're walking okay.
You're saying you can walk the walk, or you can't walk the walk, but you're going to try to talk the talk.
Let's find out.
There we go.
Okay, I think I get it now.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm good, though. Yeah, I'm in town.
You're in town for the holiday. Is there like, have you done anything fun? Have you done any like,
seeing family and hanging out? I know, right? Oh God, yeah. How dare I actually see them? No, I mean just kind of, yeah. Basically, just hanging out with family and catching up with people, and mm-hmm. you as one of them. Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I reluctantly sent you a text to let you know I was here, but...
I know. You're like, I want to do your podcast, but I don't actually want to talk to you.
That's right, yeah, I'm really just using...
You're very famous. You get tens of listeners a week, so...
Yeah. I was like, trying to expand my brand, so I thought this was a good way to do it. I thought, you know what, if I do this podcast in Cleveland, this is really going to get me noticed in New York City.
I thought Dan Harmon would just hear this and be like, hey, I need to hire that guy.
We get 100... of listeners a week.
That's true. Well, if it's a Fast and Furious episode, yes.
No, that's hundreds. Normally we get 100 of listeners a week.
That's fair. Yeah. Because what's going out with your glasses? They're very upset.
Something with the headphones and the hat at the same time is...
It was giving me like some weird like... I was like, maybe I am as drunk as I thought I was. There's no alcohol here. I think I'm really drunk.
I'm pretty drunk. I'm not gonna lie. Fucking trash.
Well, we're gonna be watching a little bit of Fooly Cooly because you want to defend some anime, and you chose something that I was like, you know what? I really don't like that show. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what episode I watched, but I watched it. And I'm like, this is fucking nuts, and I don't fucking understand what's happening. So
yeah. I've never seen this show, but also I want to say, like, I feel like when we have guests on, a lot of times I haven't met them.
Yeah.
Maybe I've met you before.
Hi, Devin. Me, Joe.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But like, I want to learn about the guests sometimes.
Yeah. What do you want
to
learn about?
Yeah. Not all of them went to high school with you.
Who the fuck are you, Joe?
Who am I?
Who do you work for? Who sent you?
I came here on my own. No, I mean, I know George. We went to high school together.
Okay.
We bonded over Mushroom Head.
See, you say that, but I don't think that was what we bonded over.
You literally turned to me.
You said, you're like, are you listening to Mushroom Head right now? I'm like, yeah, they're pretty cool, right? And you're like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, and I still like them. I should have done a podcast. I'll do it. Next podcast with me will be defending Mushroom Head because I know how much you can't stand them now. I'm from Cleveland originally. I live up in New York. I went there for grad school and acting purposes.
So, nice.
Yeah, and I'm in town here, and
awesome.
I'm also happen to be a big fan of anime, which is, you know, something that I think has a stigma, sometimes doesn't. I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, though. The stigma of if you like anime. I feel like a lot of it's become so mainstream.
Not so much anymore,
Yeah.
It's more niche cultures become just another culture.
I mean, yeah, it's like the same thing as like with video games and with, you know, you look at like comic book here. You know, everyone, like, you can't tell me that all these people were fans of, you know, Marvel superheroes before these movies came out. You know what I mean? It's like
you like Spider-Man and then you might have liked Cap. But it's like, I really like Moon Knight. It's like, yeah, cool. It's like that. That's that kid who's like, yeah, he deserves to be beat.
Especially like Guardians. There's a whole bunch of Guardians fans now that literally have never heard of the comic before.
Right.
And also anyone who's like, yeah, I really like Guardians. Like, I think Peter's probably my favorite Guardian. He's like, never obviously yeah. never read a right. Guardians like they like, they Guardians like of the Galaxy based on before 2007.
His dad is Ego.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
Who's also like, yeah, you know, he's a Celestial. I was like, no, he's not.
No, he's not. Like,
all I know is Batista's in the movie.
Yeah, and he's fucking hilarious.
Yes, yeah.
I remember. Call back to the wrestling episode.
Call back to the wrestling episode that, yeah.
Also, that you were supposed to be on, but you didn't maybe. Show up.
Well, I don't think
that. No, you're right.
I think I told you, I was like, I have family. Again, it's the family thing. Ugh. Hanging out with family.
Family.
No. Well, the worst, no.
Fast and the Furious. All right, let's go watch some Fooly Cooly, and yeah. we'll get back to talking about anime in a minute.
We'll talk about anime and all that.
Yeah. Okay, bye. I don't know what the fuck we just watched.
Fooly Cooly.
We just watched Fooly Cooly. We watched the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. We'll get into like details in a second. But Devin, what did you think of this?
I had never seen this anime before, and I am an anime fan.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm a big anime fan. Back in the day, watched a lot of anime. I can't say I disliked this. I just watching two episodes. I had no idea kind of what was going on a little. I kind of got a little bit like, but not.
I feel like my question would be like with this, especially. So it's a 6-episode OVA. So it's not. You know, a lot of them would typically be 13.
OVA. 20, what is that?
Original Video Animation. That's what it stands for.
Okay.
So, my question would be more so, would you watch the next 4 episodes, or would you be like, no, I can't. Like, did it interest you enough to say, like, oh, this is something that I'd actually continue to keep watching, or something that...
I might turn it on. I don't know how close I would pay attention, per se, but...
I feel like this is something you... Like, it's like... It's like one of those things where you have to pay attention, but when you're paying attention, you still don't know what's going on.
It's so fast-paced, like the dialogue and everything. But I mean, that's a lot of anime, so like,
yeah, there's a lot of that. Like it kind of glosses over very important things. Like it kind of is she an alien? I don't know.
Well,
like,
that's why I mean, you keep watching.
No, I understand that. I'm not going to tell you anything in the first episode. But like. In 2 episodes, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I'm not even fully sure what the, I feel like there's a metaphor there, but I don't know what it is.
And these robots grow out of his head, these little horns or whatever, kind of, like, and the robots grow out of them and detach. But then it, like, ate him and then, like, shit him out?
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
So, like, basically. But then there was, like, two. There was, like, a good robot and then a bad robot. Mm-hmm. And they were both came out of his head, if I'm not mistaken.
But in the first episode, the robot was the bad robot?
Yeah. It kind of switched.
They're both, and then it became good, and then in the second episode, it grew out another... He grew out another bad robot, but the robot that he grew out in the last episode became good because he became part of it.
J.J. Abrams anime?
But no, and then when the robot, they said they were all from the company Medical Mechanica, which if you watch the rest of the series, you'll learn more about what that was. I mean, you see a little bit of it.
Okay, like an evil corporation type deal?
Maybe, yeah. So... Maybe. Keep you guessing. Don't want to put any spoilers in case anyone decides.
Spoilies.
But no, but I mean, well, and also too, George, you and I talked about if we're going to do anime. So if I were to introduce someone to anime, this is not the first show I would show them.
Well, no, I was going to say, I think the reason Joe picked this one was because, one, I already like Cowboy Bebop.
Right.
I like Full Metal Alchemist, but I would not consider myself an anime fan.
Right.
I can't really think, like, Trigun is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's, I don't even think I finished Trigun. Other than that, I it's too, like, it's not even, it's too weird for me. It's just, it's very nonsensical, and in a way that just doesn't appeal to me. Mm-hmm. That I don't know. Like, there's something about it that there's a lot of, everything's really fast and then everything's paused. Like, it's like, here's all this information real quick. Oh, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. It's racist, but I don't care. I'm like, but like, I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it's a style of storytelling that I'm not used to, that I don't know if I want to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy with my three act structures. Like, I don't know. I like Western storytelling, and I'm trying to get into more Eastern, like being someone who's a big fan of horror movies, and being someone who's also not a fan of Asian horror movies. It becomes an issue because everyone's like, oh, did you see, you know, The Handmaid, or did you see Train to Busan, or something like that? And I'm like, no, because I just, in general, I don't really like Korean or Asian horror films, like, because the storytelling is very, it's so jarring to the point where it's hard to watch for me at times, and I feel the same way about anime. I don't know, like, why I feel like this is something you have to get into when you're younger. Like, when you I feel like Dragon Ball Z is a good intro. I never got into Dragon Ball Z, so I mean, like,
yeah.
Like, I like Pokemon, but Pokemon was very Western. Like, it's got a very, like,
most people don't think of although Pokemon is an anime, most people don't think of it as an anime because they just watched it with their like morning cartoons.
And that's one that it started off as a game before.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? Before it was, and then it was like,
it was manga. The game came out. Well, the game came out before the anime, And then they've made it. I mean, it's Pokemon's like Nintendo's biggest franchise next to Mario.
So why did you pick this one?
Well, so I picked this. Well, one thing I just want to say, like, I think that's a key thing you touched on, though, is getting into it as a kid. I just wanted to, like, because we talked about that. Because for me, it was I started off watching Dragon Ball Z as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd watch anime, but not really know it was anime kind of thing. So I remember, I'd watch Toonami. I remember there was a show, Ronin Warriors, which I don't recommend anyone going back to watch because I did that and it ruined my childhood. So don't do that. But at the time, it was awesome. I remember, like, my friends and I would go out in the yard and we pretend to be them, and it was all this stuff. And so I'd watch those, and then, you know, didn't watch it for a while. And then I think it was, like, just, like, beginning of high school, then Adult Swim was on. And I remember I watched Inuyasha, like, an episode of Inuyasha for the first time, and I was like, oh, this is, it was, you know, I just was like, I hadn't seen anything like that in a while, and it was really cool, and then I kept watching, and then I got into Cowboy Bebop and all the stuff they'd show, so it kind of, like, snowballed there. So I do think definitely age is a huge factor, and one of the things, like, Fooly Cooly, so I picked it was because George was like, I tried to watch this, I didn't get it, it was weird, and I do think there's a lot of things about it that play into a lot of the tropes of anime. You know, there's like things like giant robots and, you know, the fast talking and the weird cutscenes and things, and it almost like kind of is like in on the joke on itself in a way, I feel like.
Okay.
And so like I was rewatching with you guys, I was like, oh, there's a lot of stuff that I was like, this makes a lot of sense if you watch
pokey. Like, it felt like it was poking at itself.
Yeah. And I definitely think as the like later episodes go on, like, there's some of that, but I think it does slow down a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I'd be interested to see like what you thought, but I didn't want you, again, because it is such a jarring thing. I was like, you could go to the first to the last episode, but I feel like you missed stuff, and I feel like the arc's important. And like Fooly Cooly, I picked because, I mean, one, I think it's one that a lot of people consider, you know, people put it in their top anime of, you know, just like the best anime of all time kind of thing. I think a lot of people can consider it like really great. At least
I always see it on lists, and it's like it always just pops up, and
It's like it's always gonna pop up on stuff. So I think that's one thing about it. And two, like, for me, I think one of the things is, and why, like, because I consider it one of my favorite, I'd say it's in my top 10. But I watched it, you know, as a young boy in high school, that age. So I was like maybe just slightly older than the main character. And so I do think it's like sort of a coming of age story for a boy, and it kind of like you could relate to it. So I think, you know, part of my view of it is sort of blocked by my nostalgia, and that sort of like it came at the right time for me. Mm-hmm. And okay. So I'm curious, you know, it is interesting to see people who watch it at a different time in their life that maybe it won't have the same effect. I don't know.
So, are you into older women? Like the main character,
it was really what it came down. Well,
barely into the 19-year-old gal.
I was totally
old
no.
Joe Milf Dunn.
He pretended. No. Well, like I don't know. I get that relating to it because, like, I mean, your kid obviously, like, especially when you get into high school, all of a sudden there's like all these chicks that are like 3-4 years older than mm-hmm. you, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Yeah. You know, you're just like this. Like,
so is that girl that was wearing the short skirt? She was. Older than him?
She was a high school. Yeah, she was in high school, and okay. It was his brother's girlfriend.
Everything, it seemed like all the important stuff moved way too fast for me to like fully understand mm-hmm. everything, and like all the stuff that seemed like it was pretty unimportant just took forever.
And that's why the Asians are dominating us in math.
Like, that's, I mean, race. Like there's that whole, like in the first episode, there's that whole scene where. She meets his family during dinner, and it just lays out like a manga.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I checked out after like a minute. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, because it went on for like 2 or 3 minutes.
No, it's a big segment. I think it's like a big.
Yeah.
It is. But again, it's like one of those things where it's sort of like a play on a lot of stuff, and it does, you know, it moves fast. I think that's sort of the style of the show sometimes where it's kind of like bombards you with a bunch of stuff and mm-hmm. you kind of have to pick it out. I mean, it's one of those ones that you can watch it over and over again. I was watching it again. I mean, I've seen the show a million times. And there was stuff that I was like, oh my God, I don't remember that scene even, or I don't remember that part, or I caught that little piece of information that, you know, mm-hmm. I own it, I've seen it, you know, I watched it every time it was on Adult Swim, I've rewatched it on DVD, like, you know, it's not like it, but there's always something new. But yeah, I think that's part of like the stylistic thing too for that scene and stuff like that, but I can see how like that could be. You know, it was interesting as I was watching it too to like look at it from another person's perspective of how overwhelming some of it could be.
It's very overwhelming.
Yeah,
I think that's like, I mean, I watched an episode or two like years ago, but I think it was just like random episodes on Adult Swim, and it was like, I don't even know if it was like a full episode, but like I just remember like there was no context to it, so it was just like a bunch of random. Shots and noises and like just things that are happening. I'm just like, I know I fuck like I'm probably something was coming out of his head again. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, is this supposed to be a dream sequence? Is this supposed to take place in real life? I don't really care at this point. I just want to know what is happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, I guess I give up on this show already. Like, but I mean, like there were moments that were, pretty great, you know, like, I mean, overall, when it wasn't like bombarding you with information and nonsensical weird stuff, there was some really, really good stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I were able to comprehend and if they were able to sell it to me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just some. I want a little bit more from them. Like I don't think they're giving me everything yet. And I know there's 4 more episodes left, but at the same point, I feel like I want more from the first episode. I want more information.
So even you're being if it's just bombarded with information, but also feeling like you're not getting enough information.
It's not that I'm being bombarded with information.
Not
so
the
much
right as, information.
Well, I feel like the information they're giving me too fast.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's not that they're not giving me enough or too little. It's just that they're like, here's this guy. His name is this, and there's this girl, and there's a girl, and they're gonna stare at each other for 5 minutes.
And it could be. It's also like sort of like, you know, a lot of stories get set up where it's either, you know, here's all the information, and then you start kind of like then you can progress with the story, or it's like we're gonna give you the information as we go along. And I feel like this one's definitely one of those. You know, it's not like. Here's the setup. I'm so-and-so, and this is what I do, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you. This is what I do, you know. And then you're like, oh, great. This is the group of characters that I'm going to be watching, you know, for X number of episodes and following their story. It's sort of like you're thrust in the middle of this kid's daily life.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah. But we watched 2 episodes, and I have no idea what his name is.
It's Taco.
I can't Taco. Think of it. I literally, Taconia? I can't.
Taconia?
Takun.
Takun.
And here's the other thing too: is they're going to use a lot of different names because there's like nicknames and that sort of stuff. So you'll hear people referred to as like two different things. And
I'll even one up that. I don't know a single character.
He's actually his real name is Naota. That's the thing, but she calls him Takun. So see, like right there, there's two different names. Yeah,
but I don't remember a single name.
Yeah,
like I mean, it's not even like his name, her name. Mm-hmm. I don't know a single name because there was so much being thrown at me.
I confused the two female characters.
I did
too,
in the second episode, especially. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like the guitar chick, and then there's
the alien
girl or whatever. Yeah.
Well,
the same person, right?
Yeah. The alien girl with the guitar are the same. The other one's the high school girl.
There's the skirt and the. I defined it by the skirt and the bass guitar.
Skirt and guitar.
I'm like, okay, bass guitar, cool, Scott Pilgrim, like, great, I get it. it was fucking nuts, man. Like, this is a nuts show, which I should be right up my alley. And like, there's just, like, I don't even know how to digest this. Like, I don't even know if I got all the information, if I watched all six or
But, like, I don't even know if that's the point necessarily to watch it all and be like, okay, I understand everything. Maybe, I don't know. But, like...
No, but, like, I don't even know if I felt what I'm supposed to feel. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm not, like... I was there. I was trying to, you know, get the coming of age. Like, there's a lot of people staring at sunsets in the show. Like, I get, like, they're trying to go for something here, and I'm trying to come with them. But, like, I don't know. I was like, okay, there's a metaphor here. I don't fucking get it. Like, I don't know if I'm just dumb enough, like, too dumb to understand it.
I think you might be overthinking it a little bit.
I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like. To me, it was just like, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Joe, but like, to me, it was just like, I think there's, he obviously had like some sort of hesitance to feel feelings toward her. And like, being at that age, there's obviously like, you're, especially in a high school scenario, you're like, conscious of what everybody's thinking about you and what everyone's talking about you around you, and like, you don't want to be like, oh, he liked the older girl, oh, that's weird at that age, like like, you should only like somebody your age, and like, I don't know, like, that's the main like feeling and emotion I related to from it a little bit. And I don't understand maybe the robot popping out of your head metaphor.
I feel like that's got to be a metaphor. It can't not be.
Is that like a is it like an art thing, like a creation thing? Like, this is.
Is it a boner? It's got to be a boner, right?
Brain boner. Yeah. I mean, I think like you can look at it whatever way you want to, because I mean, really, you know, it's up to your interpretation from your perspective. But like, right. I think, yeah, I think what you were saying is about the, you know, the being a young kid and all that stuff is definitely like something I pick up on too. And I think like the larger overarching thing is, you know, I think if you watch the series, you know, because it's like any show. I mean, I think if you any show, any, you know, anime or not, if you only watch the first two episodes and try to say like, oh, I get it, then you're not going to, you know, if you watch the first two episodes,
you don't
of
have
any
enough puzzle pieces.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's like that's also part of it too.
But like, I mean, I feel like you can also with certain shows get where they're trying to go, at least.
True, yeah, and I mean, think this is definitely more on the experimental end of of what,
which I appreciate, I guess. Yeah. But like, I don't know, man. Like, I think it was more just frustrating because I'm like, I'm trying really hard to try and understand this, or even like make something up in my head. I'm like, the only thing I come up with is it's a boner. Like, I'm trying to be
the most far off thing. I mean, they talk about, he, you know, there's a lot of that young sexual frustration too. This, I mean, it plays out in the episodes. I don't think that's necessarily like the most far off.
No, I don't think either. Like, I mean, thing like, I get, like, I mean, they kind of nailed the awkwardness of, and I guess kind of tone of, being a teenager and kind of liking this girl, but also like, we're friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, and trying to like, not even fully understanding that you like this girl.
Exactly,
or,
yeah,
you know, like, I mean, they got that. It really worked. But I mean, like, I can't not get thrown off by the robot in the head. Right, yeah. Like, I mean, it's such a big part of the episode. they end both episodes with it.
Where it's like, giant robot fight. Yeah.
And I'm sure obviously like it might explain more about that. Like that's not the weirdest thing I've ever seen in anime.
That's true. I mean,
but like, yeah, it definitely was like, what is this? Like, I mean, if you're saying there's only 6 episodes of this, then, I mean, in that case, I might finish it. Because, I mean, there are 25 episodes.
Yeah, if there's only 6 episodes, I'd watch the rest.
Now I'm curious to find out the rest. Yeah. What was your... So, like, I grew up loving anime. I got into Dragon Ball Z. I liked Yu Yu Hakusho. I watched a lot. Sailor Moon. I never, like, for some reason, like, it seems like I only got into some of the more juvenile or, like, more G-rated ones, I guess, more than, like, I never got that into, I watched a few episodes here and there, but it was never that into, like, Cowboy Bebop or, like, Gundam Wing. And like,
I'm watching Gundam Wing because I didn't get to watch it when it came out, man. I'm watching it because my friend loves it. It's 90s dubs. They're hard to get through. I would say it's my cooking anime. So whenever I'm cooking at home, I just put it on.
It's your cooking mom.
And yeah, it is. And so I like, because you can kind of just listen to it and not necessarily watch it a little bit. But it's more like I just want to get through it so I can have watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, but it's definitely, I feel like that's like, again, one of those things where, for people who probably watched it at the time, it's like, oh, this thing means so much to me. I mean, there was, like, I watched G Gundam that was on Toonami, and I remember I thought that show was amazing. It was so cool, and, like, I'm a nerd on, like, countries and stuff like that, so I thought it was so cool that there are all these different Gundams from different countries. I'm like, wow, like, geopolitical stuff, wow. So I thought that was really cool as a kid. So I don't know what that tells you about me, but and then it was one of those things where I was like, you know what, I remember this show. Like, let me go see if I can find, like, an episode on YouTube, watched it, and I was just like, 90s dubs, they're just so bad. But
I feel like if I went back and watched Hysteria, it was WB.
God.
Back when like Animaniacs and Tiny Toons and all that were really big, but kind of like fading out, and they were really desperate for a new show. Hysteria was their semi-educational history show, where it was just like a sketch show about history stuff. And like one of their main guys was just a guy who yelled, like it was a little kid who just shouted history information. and I fucking loved it. And I feel like if I went back and watched something like Hysteria or Tasmania, I'd be like, oh God, what do I do?
Yeah, it doesn't hold
what did I do?
No. You know what does hold up? This is totally random side note. Anyone watch Beast Wars?
Remember Hell that? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I am a firm believer that Beast Wars still holds up. Even as an adult, I have it
you
all.
You mean the animation?
The animation is like playing a Nintendo 64 game kind of thing.
I think you were telling me about this. You bought a box set of it or something?
I mean, it was like, yeah, it was just like you can get seasons 1, 2 or whatever on DVD, and it was super cheap. But I stand by that the show still holds up even as a, you know, as
See,
an
but
adult.
I'm not like a Transformers guy, but I definitely remember watching Beast Wars.
Yeah, well, I was, because like the original Transformers was too early for me, so Beast Wars was on when I was a kid, so that's what I grew up on. Yeah.
Pterosaur! Tyrannosaurus! Exactly.
So, but
I had a pterosaur toy.
I had tons of them.
I had the cheetah.
I broke
Cheetor.
Yeah. Trying to get him back into a pterosaur.
And what was the tank? The tank one.
The tank. Oh.
It was like a tank guy.
Well, in Beast Wars,
he would have been an animal of some sort.
But I thought there was still like
there was like one or two like car ones, but I think they were just toys. I don't think they were characters.
Yeah,
they always were an animal, and then they turned into their like humanoid robot form.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
because Megatron was a T-Rex,
and Optimus was a gorilla.
Yeah,
that's right.
But no, what you were saying though about like adult, you were really gonna ask a question. I think we totally got derailed. It was about something about like adult anime. Right, or something.
Oh, yeah.
You said you watched Cowboy Bebop.
I guess I watched more of the juvenile ones. Then later on, I got into some of the more adult ones. I mean, I guess like in Dragon Ball Z, like when it was ported into like the Western world, like a lot of the adult themes got cut out.
Yeah, definitely. Like if you watch, like I have it, the DVDs and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, there was never blood or anything like that. Yeah, some of that stuff gets
more blood, and then like Bulma was like super sexualized all the time. I guess.
Wasn't Yu-Gi-Oh like a Yu-Gi-Oh. Really super fucking dark?
There's tons. Like, of, yeah, show. There's tons like Yu-Gi-Oh or One Piece. I like just started watching One Piece finally because it's just one of those ones I hadn't gotten around to watching, and which I like it. I'm only a few episodes in to start, which it's got 18 seasons, so I figure I'll just be watching this for the rest of my life. But it's
like someone's got a new master's degree coming out.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, because like I think my long running anime was Inuyasha, because that's pretty long, and I watched most of that, and I'm gonna try to finish it. But yeah, One Piece. I remembered when I'd watched it as a kid, there was the guy who always had a lollipop in his mouth, and I thought it was kind of cool. I don't know why. he was a badass, and I was like, oh, this guy just carries a lollipop around and like doesn't give a shit. But then like I was watching something, and it's, he actually had a cigarette, and then there was a different version that they put in, like American, you know, Saturday morning cartoons version. And that's, they replaced it with a lollipop, and they did stuff like that with Yu-Gi-Oh. Like I guess there's an episode where there was a gun that they just totally edited out, and it makes no sense then when you watch it.
Well, wasn't like Yu-Gi-Oh was supposed to be like the alternate plane, was like, it was a giant metaphor for death that didn't really translate in the American version. I don't know. That's what I heard.
I don't know. I didn't watch a ton of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I was like, big on Yu-Gi-Oh. The games, the show. Like, yeah, I was big Yu-Gi-Oh nerd.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi nerd.
But yeah, they played with a lot of the death themes and like the Egyptian mythology got into, and pyramids and pharaohs and
ancient aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But blue-eyed white dragons.
The death thing is like something that's big in a lot of anime. Just like Yu Yu Hakusho is like that. They were like in the Soul World. Dragon Ball Z, they went into the Soul World or whatever, Soul Plane. And then like recently, the past couple of years, I got into a couple shows called Death Note. Then there's another one called Dead Man Wonderland. I don't know if you've ever seen
it. Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
That one was like...
That one's good. They just ended it too soon.
I was like yearning for more, and that one was like really cool and like kind of funny and...
Yeah. It's
cool.
And it's pretty messed up.
Like, yeah, it's like, a messed up like...
To give like just the context of it. So it's a kid who his entire class gets murdered and he's blamed for it. And it's by this... It basically is like these superpowers with their blood, and there's these people, and so then they go to this jail that is basically an amusement park where inmates compete in these competitions where they die, and people come and the public thinks that it's just this, you know, fake put on amusement thing, but it's actually people are really dying and they're trying to be able to like get their freedom and stay alive and stuff like that. So and it's this kid trying to,
at the same time, like he uses his blood as like this power to like as weapons to kill people, and like. And there's this chick that he befriends, and she has some secrets to her, I guess. But
I mean, I've been meaning to watch Death Note, if only because Adam Wingard is doing the movie for Netflix.
Yeah,
because I just love Adam Wingard, because I love Your Next, and The Guest is like one of my favorite movies ever. But I mean, I've also been kind of just meaning to watch Death Note because everybody's like, "Oh, you got to watch Death Note," and that clown guy seems pretty creepy enough, like for a clown guy.
You mean the Angel of Death? Yeah. Okay. I'll say the clown one.
He looks like a little clown.
No, I definitely think the thing too, I think with anime is like a lot of people, if they watch as a kid, they think it's just, you know, the stuff that was when you were a kid, but there's a lot of adult theme. I think the biggest thing is there's so many different things for so many different people's tastes. Like, I wouldn't say that I like every anime ever. Like, I watch tons of it. I watch it more than anything else. And, but like there, you know, are certain styles that I'm just like, this isn't for me, you know? But I think you can find something someone can find something that they like and everything. You know, there's really serious ones, there's science fiction, you know, I mean, like a lot of the cyberpunk, if you like go like Ghost in the Shell, like the original movie is really great. If you watch the series Standalone Complex, like I think that's a good one. If people like adult themed stuff and like something with a, like an interesting narrative.
Eon Flux.
No, watch Ghost in the Shell. But you can watch, watch like the series. I think the storylines and those are really compelling and interesting and stuff too. So it's not just, you're not just watching it for the action or the animation, but there's actually an interesting story and stuff like that. And then, I love like Helsing Ultimate,
everyone talks about this. Isn't there like 2 hour episodes?
I think I've talked to you about it too. So like, I'm always of the theory, like if you're going to watch Helsing Ultimate, watch Helsing first, then watch Helsing Ultimate, because you won't be able to go back and watch Helsing. Just like with Full Metal Alchemist, watch the original one, then go watch Brotherhood, because if you watch Brotherhood, you'll never...
I never finished Brotherhood. I still haven't finished Brotherhood.
Really?
It's worth it. I mean, like, FMA, the original series is, like...
It's good. It gets off the rails a little bit.
It's top tier for me. I mean, it's, like, that's real... It is a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, something about Brotherhood, I think it's because it gets more anime-y than the original series.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
guess there's some of that.
There was something about it that didn't grab me like the original series did.
I think it definitely does take a little bit more time... Like, I'm remembering when I watched it, it does take a little more time to get into the story.
Well, the first season is basically the entire series.
There's, some of it's a lot of retreading with some, like, variations. But then, I think once you get past some of that, and then it starts to get more. I mean, but that's the thing, too, though, is, like, I guess if you've never watched the original, then you're not going to be like, oh, look at this, the same thing. Just like with Helsing, if you watch Helsing Ultimate, like, the first episode... I think it's just like the first one, but it definitely covers the first one or two episodes, I think, or a few episodes. Like, there's some overlap between the original series, but then it just goes off into the whole thing where, like, this, and, but, like, I like that one. I don't know if you, like, you said you don't like super violent anime.
I'm not opposed to it. I just feel like there's something about, like, the hyper violence of anime that I don't want to say it upsets me, but I find it sometimes it upsets me, but, like, I don't know. There's just something like a guy standing with his arm, with a sword or whatever, and just blood spraying, and then there's just something about like hyper violent anime that's just very displeasing to me.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't like that hyper violence, but you love like the like gory scenes of like Alien. And shit like that.
Yeah,
like
Alien. I mean, there's something about I don't know what it is about anime that the violence in it seems so brutal.
Yeah,
at times.
I mean, it can be. You can watch some like that are
There's a GIF that goes around on like it's like a cult cinema page I follow. But it's just this girl kissing a guy, and then all of a sudden her head like splits open, splits in half, and then like there's a tongue and just devours his head and like just chomps right down. Mm-hmm. It looks fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, super fucking cool. But at the same point, it's like I don't want to watch an entire movie or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You know, like that shot seems really cool, but I feel like if that's where you're just doing a moment you're gonna have to up yourself somehow, and I don't want to see that.
But I think that's like the best thing about anime too, is like, so you can avoid those, but then there's ones that are slice of like a slice of life anime where it's just like we're a bunch of high school kids hanging out and we're friends and like dealing with life, and that's the that's the show or whatever. Or maybe there's like a fantastical theme, like I watched one not too long ago called Angel Beats, where it's got that high school setting, but the guy actually had died, and so he's in this kind of other world, and they're fighting this other girl called Angel. But it kind of deals with a lot of like daily stuff, but then there's also these like super intense action scenes, but then it also gets really sad and kind of you find out why everyone's where they are.
That's what I love about it, is like the fantastical worlds that are built sometimes are just like so fun for me to jump into and just be like, I guess, but like I was thinking about like the Miyamoto films and stuff.
Or you mean Miyazaki?
Miyazaki.
Oh, yeah. And that's Miyamoto's fucking Mario, Nintendo. Yeah. Miyazaki films are just like so fucking incredible worlds. Just like, have you seen those, George?
Oh, I don't consider Miyazaki anime. He's like a whole other league. You know what I mean? Like,
it's animated. But.
Well, no, he. I mean, yeah.
But I mean, like, you don't. I think that's a lot of people too. They sort of separate him from
because
the rest
he
of
is so he is such a level. I mean, like, he's got the same tropes, if you will, of like an anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some issues with his movies that I would have, I would consider I have with anime in general. But I would align that more with just tropes of Asian storytelling. I don't, is that the right word? Asian storytelling?
Well, I think Eastern storytelling. Yeah, because I think it's like, yeah, because there's definitely a difference between Eastern and Western storytelling, just like with anything. And it's you know, I mean, even
basic culture differences.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at just the way people think, like because of the way the direction we write, you know, we look at things differently than people. If you read right to left instead of left to right, that changes the way you view things inherently. So yeah, I think it's, so I guess you could even say Eastern storytelling is sort of, because I think there is a, like there's a difference, and I think that's why some people it resonates with them. Like they feel like I don't know. Like for me, I've always, you know, I'm not someone who's like, oh, I wish I was Japanese or something, you know, like that. But like, yeah. But you know what I mean. But like, I've always found like Eastern culture.
Nico.
Like who?
Nico, was that it?
I don't know.
Is it like a furry, like an Asian furry? I don't know.
I have no idea. But like, you know what I mean? Like
cat person.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't have cat ears or anything. But like, but I think there's something about sort of like some of the ideas of that, or you know. It's just like the mindset of how things work that appeals to people, that even if you grew up in a Western culture, where you're like, oh, like, you know, I think like that sort of way of thinking actually makes more sense to me than that. Or, you know, even just like the art, the aesthetics, you know, art styles and stuff like that. I don't know. I've always just been fascinated by it. So I think,
I mean, there's a level of imagination in anime, and I mean Miyazaki, again, a level of his own, but like there's a level of imagination in these things that are like beyond anything that I could, like their willingness to just go with it sometimes is
once a,
Devin's
once a
phone
week.
Again
once a week that
but their willingness to just go with it is so admirable that it's hard to get upset over it sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, like the fact that this show is just like, it's these two kids like sitting and talking about life, and then all of a sudden he gets hit by a girl on a Vespa, and then the girl on the Vespa also kisses him, brings him back to life, and then she says she's an alien, and then like the wound he gets from being hit by a Vespa grows a giant robot out of his head.
Yeah. And
like, it's like what the fuck are you talking about?
It's
like that sounds like something I would, like if I were sitting out front of Nalet's class and someone who was walking by just asked me for a quarter and then told me that story.
That's like, and it's something that only, like, for the most part, I want to say, like, only works in that, like, realm as
right.
well. Like most of the time when
you couldn't,
like,
do that in live action, it
yeah
wouldn't translate.
Most of the time when like anime gets transferred into live action, like it doesn't work, like,
right?
But
the,
I mean,
Dragon,
I've
Ball
seen,
movie
I've seen
is
those.
Terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah,
yeah,
if you're
so
trying to, but I mean, that's trying to do a live action of most animated things.
Yeah.
Like no matter how you do it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I think there's something
anime,
like, about the worlds that, you know, animation allows you to do, and that's like I think with anime, you know,
yeah.
It allows them to, you can do those sorts of things. That, and I think that's like part of the appeal for me too, is it can, like, where live action TV doesn't always, can't always go, like it can go into these fantastic stories and,
well, it's
these
like,
crazy,
like,
things.
Scott Pilgrim's one of the few where it's like they kind of, I mean, it's, Scott Pilgrim wasn't like animated. But I mean, it was it was in the style of manga.
Yeah,
you know, it was, you know,
very,
and that it feels related. Very much in that world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's so few of that,
mm-hmm.
Which I can appreciate. You know, and I mean, like I've seen, like I haven't seen Samurai Western Django, or movies like that that kind of go crazier with it, or
well, I think
Kung,
like,
Fu Hustle.
Yeah, well, and I
know?
Think like what, my God. Tarantino, like I think he's like almost in terms of his films, like I watch those and it reminds me a little bit of watching anime, some of them, you know.
Oh,
like
he has a large,
because there's such an influence on that.
Yeah.
Or even like my one friend took me to go, when he's like, we're gonna go see Mad Max, because he's like, I think it's gonna be the closest thing to a live action anime that you'll see. And in a way it kind of had some of that, like with the just like,
yeah,
the over the top characters,
and there's it's not over explaining things that are happening. It's just,
mm-hmm,
like, this is the world, accept,
yeah,
it or don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, all those different characters. I mean, that's like, to me, those are the kinds of things you see in anime. There's a lot of those, you know, just like the big,
mm-hmm,
strong guy who just, with the gravelly voice, who's just going to destroy everyone and then
it's
has that
property.
One weakness. Yeah, they're just a robot. Yeah. So I think, like, yeah, I think, you know, so some movies can sometimes get that sort of feel to it. And But, you know, yeah, I agree definitely. Though, like, live action translations and stuff, it doesn't
really like, people didn't like that. From what I hear, the reviews have been unfavorable.
For Ghost in the Shell?
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I never saw the original, though, so.
It's good. It's worth watching.
It's something that I've been meaning to watch.
Obviously, it's a classic, but yeah. I mean, I think...
now they're doing
Akira. I've never seen Akira either, so. Oh, dude,
okay. They're doing that now.
Yeah.
I always wanted them to do a live-action Dragon Ball well, but that was not done well.
They didn't do, no.
I feel like that might be a
budget thing, though, too. Those always seem really low-budget, those live-action ones. Oh,
yeah.
And weren't they, like whitewashed?
Yeah.
Like, it was all
most of them.
It was American-produced.
Which, like, it's funny, because, like, I saw that movie many years ago, and now I'm, like, a big fan of the show Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the main love stories on that show is, like, Goku, the actor and actress who played Goku and Bulma in the Dragon Ball movies.
Oh, really?
So that's really funny for me to watch. But
yeah. Never got into Dragon Ball either. Maybe someone wants a Dragon Ball. That was a big one.
Dragon
for
Ball
me,
Z.
That was a big sticking point when I was in middle school.
Dragon Ball Z. I mean, it goes on forever.
That is my shit. I love that shit. Fucking. What was your favorite saga?
Oh, I only got through to. I think I stopped watching during the Cell saga. So I mean, I liked. Okay. I mean, I like the Saiyan saga, the first one. I mean, Vegeta's my favorite character.
Classic.
So
Vegeta's fucking
awesome. Yeah, so he's my favorite. But actually, I'm going to try to get through all of them. So I just watched through all of the Saiyan saga. So I'm on the Frieza saga next. So I've got, there's like 8 seasons. So
that's
I'm on
really
the second.
Far to get through.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, nerd alert. I'm silly. I mean,
up through like the Cell saga, it's amazing. Majin Buu saga is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like Cell saga, I think like the Android and Cell saga combined are like so fucking just like so dystopian and scary, like kind of horror elements. And it's so fucking cool. I don't know. I love it. I haven't watched in a while, but
I'm more of a saga man.
You're a saga
like
man?
The saga.
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 Actually, have you guys read Saga? Either of you?
Mm-mm.
I have not, but I want to.
I feel like Joe, you would really like it. It's a comic book.
Okay.
Brian K. Vaughan wrote it. He also did The Runaways. He's got a very manga-ish influenced style, but it's a fantasy story based in space. It's also the future, but it's kind of not. You know, it's like this kind of thing. And it's these two races that have been in like a war for forever, and these two people on each side of the war end up hooking up and accidentally getting pregnant and have a child, and they both like are just on the run, and there's this robot that's also a prince that has a television for a head, and his name is Prince Robot the Fourth.
So wait, you can get into that, but we just watched a robot with a television for a head, and you're like, oh, this is too much for me.
Well, that's what
I was like, are you joking?
It
right
reminded
now?
Me of him.
Well,
like,
comic
I mean,
book
I feel
you can
like,
read at your own speed.
That's true, and also he's not introduced with a graphic sex scene. So, you know, introduce these.
Graphic sex scene.
Anime needs to be introduced with graphic sex scenes.
Oh, he's introduced. I was like, what graphic sex scene did you watch just now?
Prince Robot the Fourth is introduced with a graphic sex scene.
Gotcha. Well, there's anime with graphic sex scenes if you really want.
Oh,
and then,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know. Do you have any links to websites?
Hentai.
Yeah, well, there's that too, yeah.
Hentai?
What's that?
Tentacle up the orifice.
What orifice? What?
Tentacles into every hole.
What hole?
Hentai.
Hentai hole. What's a hentai hole?
The hentai hole is something that's very precious and sacred, and just Google it.
Yeah.
Google hentai hole. So everybody who's listening to this right now, pause the podcast. Google hentai hole.
You'll just get like some.
Go to the iTunes account of Second Shot and just type in whatever you find. Or whatever you think a hentai hole is. Or just a link.
You'll just get some cartoon porn of Courtney Love is what will happen if you search hentai hole.
Wow.
Oh, make me over. I'm going to be your senpai.
Wow. Haven't thought about the band Hole in a while.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, right. No, I was listening to it earlier. No. But,
hey, man. Live Through This is a fucking great album. I don't care.
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I've never
episode for another day.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff people can watch to get into. Like I say, Cowboy Bebop's good.
Mm-hmm.
Full Metal Alchemist, Death Note, Samurai Champloo.
I forgot about Champloo.
Yeah.
Rowan has, like, I loved the music on that.
Yeah, the music on that's good.
Amazing. I'm more of a samurai conditioner man myself.
You're so bad. It's terrible.
Professional comedian, George Zahn.
Not supposed to shampoo every day. It's unhealthy.
Too late.
Not good for your hair. Attack on Titan's like a big one now. I think that's one that people can get. If you can get past, I mean, that one's pretty violent.
They just got a second season on Netflix, right?
No, you can watch the second season, but it's not on Netflix.
Is it Hulu?
And it's not dubbed.
Well, they might
either,
have Netflix,
right?
But what's that?
It's not dubbed either.
They're doing the simuldub. So, like, the first five episodes are out on dub now, or six or something like that. So they'll come out with the sub version, and then a couple weeks later they'll have the dub. So they're doing it. Instead of, like, waiting forever to dub it all at once. So, yeah, that's another one that I think, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the one everyone's been talking about a lot.
Yeah, that's like the hot one now. I mean, I liked it. It's good. I don't know. I think it's good. So, I'd recommend it.
I tried watching it once, but it was only the subtitled one, and I'm so bad at, like, paying attention to subtitle things, like,
because
I always want to do something else while I'm watching
stuff.
Especially
when it's, like, series of shows,
yeah,
where it's like, God, like if it's a movie, it's like, all
right,
it's an hour and a half.
It's a movie, but yeah, you have, like, to commit to watching.
I could almost rather just, like, read it in a book than watch it if it's a subtitle.
At that point, like, it might as well just be a comic book or something.
Yeah,
like,
which, yeah, I mean, it has a manga, so you can.
Well, then, yeah, there you go.
I might pick that up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We'll get into final opinions unless you guys have anything else to say.
No, I'm good.
I don't think.
Okay. Oh, Devin. This is a hit or miss for you.
Well, it definitely was very eclectic, and I couldn't quite follow enough. But obviously, like, until you only watch two episodes of something. But I think
we need to find a new system for TV shows.
Yeah, it's tough.
Two episodes is hard, but I don't want to, like, spend a whole day watching something, you know?
Maybe we should, like, beforehand, like, when we know we're going to do it, maybe watch, like, two episodes on our own, and then like two or three on our own, and then when the person comes on, then we can watch their selection.
Yeah, maybe.
And then we'll get a bigger picture, I guess.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, but that being said, I've always loved anime. I get into the weird worlds and the weirdness of it all. I enjoyed this show. I'm interested to see what else has to go with it. So it was a hit for me, and I'll probably watch the rest of it on YouTube the next couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, these are all, we watch these on YouTube, so
yeah.
I don't know if that's legal or not. We didn't put it up, so we're just endorsing it.
Yeah, we just stumbled across it.
Joe, I mean, this is obvious because you suggested it.
Suggested.
But is this a hit or miss for you?
No, it's a hit, but it's interesting to rewatch it. I haven't watched it in a while. It's been a few years, I think, but to watch it again and see. So I was, you know, because you never know. Your opinions might change. Mm-hmm. Your feelings might change on things. So, but yeah, no, I still think it's a hit. I think it's worth watching.
Yeah.
And
what about
George?
You, George?
Done with the.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
What say ye?
You know, I'd be willing to watch more. I don't know if I would fully understand it. I don't know if I wouldn't sit there and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, a lot, but there's part of me that wants to know more. There's part of me that's like, you know what? Okay, they're robots coming out of their heads. Like, all right, fine. But yeah, I mean, this is a hit. Overall, it's a hit.
Cool.
I don't know if I don't know if this converted me to anime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not going to seek out more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this show in general, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I dig it. I don't know what it's going to take for me to be considered an anime fan if I like four series. I like four of what are considered the better ones.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, it's not going to make me want to go out and find more, but... I mean, the episode, I'm interested in finishing the series, at least, since there's only six.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something like you said, Two Piece has 18 seasons.
Or One Piece.
No, I'm good. One Piece. Two Piece.
Two Piece only has one season. One Piece bathing suit.
Two Piece is 36 seasons.
It's just an anime about swimwear.
Two Piece was a spinoff that didn't do as well.
Yeah.
That's the Joey of
it's the Joey of anime. Yeah.
Now, hook me up with a Five Piece.
Some JoJo's?
Nice chicken, a little bit of JoJo's. I'm good.
Couple circle.
Mashed tates.
Why would you have the mashed tates if you have the JoJo's?
Because they're both delicious.
Oh, yeah. I'll take potatoes.
You want starch on starch? Because it's fucking delicious. I'd watch it again. I'd dig it. I'm in.
Cool.
Success.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all hit.
And like I said, I think if you can... anime's got a wide enough variety that I think if people are interested or whatever and you get started, you can find things that you like. And then you learn, you know, oh, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And, you know, and maybe like you might never be a full convert or whatever. But
I think I'm starting to slowly understand that it's not anime is not a genre in the same way that animation is not a genre.
Right.
It is a medium.
It's a medium that then, there's multiple genres within that medium.
But I feel like
so many people, I think you have a limited view in terms of what's like presented to you, you know, commercially. Yeah. I think, you know,
Watching a lot of them, they fit a ton of genres into one. Like, it's a lot of comedy, and then it'll switch tones to, like, super horror.
But there's a very specific style of
which I think
romance.
Is the one thing that anime does so well, is it's, like, it's tonal switches, and I think it's something that only works super well in that. Like, you can have these episodes of something where it's, like, lighthearted and funny and goofy, and then, you know, some, like, a serious, serious moment happens, and that you can, like, actually be emotionally invested in the story and the characters, that it's not, you know... that, like, if you were to watch that in a live action thing, it would just be weird. You know, it would fall flat, I feel like. But, like, you can have these shows that one episode can be goofy and then the next episode sadder within an episode. Mm-hmm. I think anime pulls that off better than anything, in my opinion.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I could do that. Well, Joe, thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Got anything to plug in the butt?
not that or plug anywhere else. Not really, no. Not right now.
You're not going to be on Rent
or
Hamilton?
Not going to be on Rent or Hamilton. Definitely not going to be on Hamilton.
Hamilton opens the show, so...
Yeah.
Does it really? Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
I'm waiting for the day for a season desist.
Oh, okay. I get it, yeah.
When is Lin coming on the show? Lin-Manuel.
He's already been on it. He's on it for the last, like, 20 episodes.
I mean, yeah, but...
Him and Billy Joel are big fans.
I want him to come on and... have us give, and no, never mind. We've already given
slavery a second chance. What do you
no, subpar freestyle rap. No, he's not subpar. He's pretty good.
He's
dang good at freestyling.
He's made a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, not freestyling.
Yeah, freestyling, but it's rapping.
Yeah, but that's
he's different. Made way more than we have.
Yeah, just jealous.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not going to plug anything. You guys know what I'm doing. just follow the show on, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
We got
a Tumblr, but I'm not fucking using it.
At Second Shot Pod. I couldn't find our Tumblr the other day, actually.
Really? It's just Second Shot Pod.
I searched Second Shot Pod on Tumblr.
Or podcast, maybe. That's weird. I'll look it up. Maybe I accidentally deleted it. Because all I do is just post links to the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Just like rate, review us, and subscribe on iTunes.
And you can come on the show. Don't forget, people. You can always come on if you've got something you want
to. Don't make us make more Sinead O'Connor commercials. Sinead O'Connor? Sarah McLachlan commercials.
Yeah.
I'll make Sinead O'Connor commercials. I don't care.
In the arms of the government.
The Pope is a murderer. just do those things. Come on the show if you want. Second Shot at secondshotpod@gmail.com. We'll... bye.
Peace.
Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know.
You got nothing?
You said okay, bye, so I'm like, that's the end. Anime, I gotta watch that anime. I won't stop until that anime, that fucking anime. The only anime is the one we're about to watch.
And Yu-Gi-Oh.
That wasn't Yu-Gi-Oh, that was Dragon Ball, you fucking idiot.
Y'all ready for pod?
Took the Space Jam soundtrack. Yeah.
Jam the Space Jam.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.